Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
1037 KDK Radio, Joe DiStio, in for Lynn Hayes Freeland. Martin Luther King Day, a Monday morning, a frigid Monday morning in Pittsburgh. It was in June of 2015 that Dylann Roof entered the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, killing nine members of that historic black congregation. And it was last October of 2018 here in Pittsburgh that Richard Bowers entered the Tree of Life congregation here in Pittsburgh and Squirrel Hill, killing 11 congregants in that hate crime. Two horrific incidents. But this day, this weekend, some good comes out of it as families, members of those congregations are meeting today in Charleston. KDKA Radio's Lynn Hayes Freeland has been there this weekend. She's joining us this morning to tell us about the good that is happening. Lynn, thanks for being here. Where are you now?
Ironically, I'm actually outside of the Citadel here in Charleston, South Carolina. And we are getting ready for the start of the city's annual Martin Luther King Day parade, of which the members of the Pittsburgh contingent from New Light Congregation are marching in the parade with members of the local Jewish Federation. Now, the Pittsburgh folks have, you know, those T-shirts that everyone pretty much was wearing, Stronger Than Hate, that have the Star of David and the incorporated in kind of the dealer logo. So they are wearing their shirts, and so are some of the members of the Mother Emmanuel Church wearing the T-shirts, and they're marching in the parade.
Lynn, what was the spark? Where did the idea come from? How did this all come to be?
So I think, as you would expect, all three congregations affected are trying to figure out how to move forward. How to move on from what happened in October. And they started looking at the members of Emmanuel AME Church here in Charleston, who went through, as you mentioned, a similar experience back in June of 15. And they felt that the church represented the spirit of forgiveness that they want to strive for. So they reached out to them. And I got to tell you, Joe, it has been so emotional. There was a moment in the church service yesterday at Mother Emmanuel, where they had all of the members from Pittsburgh come forward to the altar, and the church literally embraced them. And there was that instant as they began to be embraced, the group from Pittsburgh let the tears flow, and one woman said to me, "I wanted to learn how to heal. I got exactly what I came for."
Oh, that is so heartwarming. You get a lump in your throat just thinking about it. So a church service yesterday. There is a traditional parade today in Charleston. Now, you're down there as well. You're putting this all on tape. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are chronicling, and I'm sorry, the parade's getting started here. We're chronicling their whole trip, and it all actually started on Friday when they met with one of the most historic Jewish congregations here in Charleston, and participated in their Sabbath service. But at the same time, they also had members of the Mother Emmanuel Choir participate in that service as well. So they've been together all weekend. Yesterday, they went on a walking historic tour of Charleston. I'm sorry, Saturday was the walking tour, and then several services yesterday. And now the parade, and we will all be coming home later today.
Lynn Hayes Freeland is on the news line with us from Charleston, South Carolina, where members of Tree of Life Congregation have met the members from Emmanuel AME, the Mother Emmanuel Church in Charleston. Of course, both holy houses, the site of these horrific incidents. coming together, healing, learning from each other. Lynn, how big of an event is this? How big is the parade? We don't have a one big MLK Day parade in Pittsburgh. Of course, the weather's a little better down there. How big of a deal is it today?
Oh, my goodness. This is a huge deal, Joe. There are 200 units in this parade. Our group is number 67 out of 200. But this is a big deal down here, and apparently it happens every year. So the Pittsburgh folks were glad to be invited in it. And again, as I said, they're wearing their shirts that say Stronger Than Hate. And I got to tell you, Joe, this was more moving than even I had anticipated, because the city of Charleston is not just the church. It's the city that went through that, just like our city did.
Yeah.
So as soon as people find out, as soon as we say we're from Pittsburgh, or they say they're from Tree of Life, whether it's walking down the street or everywhere they go, people embrace them, hug them, and say, we know. And one woman said, the biggest thing I want them to know is I want them to see me, to see that I'm whole, that I survived, and I've been able to move forward.
Now, will you be putting all of this together on a program for Channel 2? How will we see it?
Yes, this will be several stories that will air on the news, to be honest, because they're playing Martin Luther King speech now. We didn't know exactly what we were going to get when we came, so we kind of left that open-ended. When I get back, I'll speak with my news director, and we'll figure out how we're going to put it together and when it's going to air. But I'm certain that we will promote it, and we'll certainly be talking about it on KDKA 1020.
Good can come out of evil, and what you're doing today is an example of that. Lynn, thanks for taking the time. I'll let you get on with the parade. I did hear the King's speech a bit in the background,
exactly.
So it sounds like things are starting to build. Thank you, Lynn.
And for the record, hey, Joe?
Yes.
It's cold here today, too. It's 30 degrees.
Oh,
it's cold
for Charleston. We feel for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lynn. Thanks for joining us.
Take good care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a day, huh? I'm sure that's the kind of thing people will never forget, people from Tree of Life who go down there today. It's so good to see that kind of unity come out of these tragedies. And this will never, it'll never go away. It'll always be there. And new links are formed. They learn from each other. Such a good thing out of such evil, such tragedy. So, boy, that's something we're going to really, really look forward to. I've seen it myself. You see those Stronger Than Hate Pittsburgh shirts all over now, not just from Pittsburgh. They are worn literally all over the country. They've been sent out in the mail, shared with friends and family. And just that unity, I think, is something that will never go away. Lynn Hayes Freeland from Charleston, South Carolina.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.